Welcome back. Farm Talk here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a rainy Wednesday here in the region. And yeah, what a beautiful day to go to an auction. You know, can't combine, can't work in the field. Might as well go to an auction. Let's find out where there is one soon. Kevin Pfeiffer joins us. How are you today, Kevin?
Hey, doing good, Mick. Nice rainy day. Obviously, I know a lot of guys want to get finished up out in the field, but you know, tomorrow we got an indoor auction. It's a land auction down in Strasburg, down in Emmons County. So great opportunity, 1,000 acres of probably some of the most exceptional land you'll find in southern Emmons County. And that auction sale actually is going to be held right in Strasburg. Remember that place, the home of Lawrence Welk. So looking forward to just a tremendous turnout of bidders tomorrow. But you can also bid online at Pfeiffer's.com if you can't make it down to the auction.
So instead of taking doing bids, are you going to go a one, a two, instead of your regular a chance?
We might have to, but it might take us a while if we go that slow.
Yeah, for sure. All right. That was the center of the drought, but they were getting good rains. Pastures have greened up nicely. This is, you said, 1,000 acres?
1,000 acres, just incredible cropland down there. It really is. A lot of Williams, Bluebells, loamy soil, which is perfect for that area, but a lot of soil productivity indexes in the 70s and 80s. And you know, and again, next week, tremendous again land opportunities all over the region through Pfeiffer. We've got land auctions in central North Dakota over by Carrington and New Rockford, and then we head out west for Pfeiffer's annual Western North Dakota land auction event, where we have 7 land auctions, hunting land and crop land and pasture land. So looking forward to a tremendous turnout for that event.
That one's out in Bowman, right?
Yeah, Bowman, Hettinger, Mott region, typical pheasant hunting stuff. So again, it's really good land, and probably one of the best inventories of land auctions that we've had in a long time.
Now, out west, they also have been receiving rain, and visiting with Jim Sabby out there, the hunting is pretty good. Maybe this is the year to do it, to get a little hunting land out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, the hunting from what we've seen so far has been pretty good. Doesn't population is obviously up, so again, some really good opportunities there for everybody if they'd like. So yeah, we're pretty excited about what's going on in pheasant country. You know, obviously there's some issues with the deer and the disease out there and everything, but the mule deer population looks fairly healthy, and again, like the pheasant population, better than we've seen in about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, pretty good. All right. Now, the equipment that's for sale, isn't it amazing what prices this used equipment is bringing? Good quality, recently new, you know, like 5 to 8 years old stuff. This is some record prices out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. The equipment market, you know, if it's good equipment, it's bringing really good prices right now. That market has continued to be really strong throughout the year. And we think it's going to be pretty strong again this fall and in the next spring. And yeah, if anybody's interested, contact our equipment auction team. They do a phenomenal job. There's a reason why people are hiring us to do equipment auctions, because we do it better than anybody. Our group is so precise at everything they do. They're merchandisers and marketers before they're auctioneers, and they know how to market it, and they're just doing a phenomenal job. We're just so impressed with everything that Andy Murnack and the whole team over there is doing.
Do you see this run of great interest, high demand, high prices for good quality used farm equipment? Is this going to last a while, or is this market going to shrivel up?
Well, we think it's going to last for quite some time here, at least well into next year. So, you know, we probably got another 9 to 12 months of this strong used equipment market. You know, when you compare it to the cost of new, it's just so, there's such a huge notable difference. So again, there's so many people contemplating going the route of the good used equipment, if you can find it, you know. And again, like I always tell everybody, you know, whatever you're running, make sure you got good service records. Do the very best you can to take care of what you have, because in the end, you're going to get paid dividends for it when it comes time to selling it.
Sure. All righty. Well, for a complete listing of all the auctions you have, what's the website, Kevin?
Well, they can go to Pfeiffer's.com. Pfeiffer's.com. Go to Pfeiffer's.com. Our staff over there, they'll take care of you. I'd love to work directly with you, too. So you can call us at 877-700-4099. But the best way to get a hold of any of our staff, whether it's land auctioneers, equipment auctioneers, or farmland managers, go to pifers.com and get in touch with one of our team members.
All right. And we'll always want to point out the one unique service that you provide that sets you apart from all the others is your land management team. Tell everybody about that.
Well, our farmland managers, you know, they manage over 230,000 acres of farmland throughout the region for absentee landowners, investors, widows, whoever it might be that just sees, you know, this is a farmland is a great asset and they want a good return on it. They want it farmed right. They want it managed right. So again, that's just taking, you know, the landowner out of the equation of having to negotiate the rent and do all the management duties. So again, a very unique service that our group provides, and they do it very, very well.
Kevin Pifer of Pifers. Hey, thank you for the visit. Enjoy a rainy day. And, hey, we'll talk to you later.
Yep, thank you, Mick. Everybody have a great day.
You the same. Thank you.